This is Deanne Penn at the United Nations. In the Pacific region, lack of understanding about human trafficking, combined with the tyranny of geography, contribute to the crime going undetected there, a UN expert has said. Benjamin Smith is regional coordinator with the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, or UNODC, which works to stamp out human trafficking, whose victims are mainly poor women and girls, forced, tricked, or coerced into the sex trade, domestic servitude, and other forms of exploitation. Julia Dean at the UN Information Center in Canberra spoke to Mr. Smith during his recent visit to Australia. He began by explaining why human trafficking is a misunderstood issue in the Pacific.
I would say it's definitely misunderstood. For starters, there's a lot of conceptual confusion around what is human trafficking, so what makes up this crime. And a classic example of that is misunderstanding the difference between smuggling of migrants on the one hand and trafficking in persons on the other. Now, these are very legally distinct crimes. And one key difference, for example, is trafficking in persons involves the exploitation of a person. Smuggling of migrants doesn't. But there is a lot of confusion, even amongst law enforcement and authorities on this. And that is at the heart of a lot of problems, I think, of understanding trafficking in persons in the Pacific.
And what other factors add complications to the prevention and detecting and monitoring trafficking in the Pacific?
Well, the lack of an understanding of trafficking in persons has many consequences, but one of them is that the crime is not being detected, data is not being collected on the crime. So therefore, there's a huge lack of data and information. So getting an accurate picture of the crime, so who is being trafficked from where, how, why, by whom, how many people being trafficked is close to impossible. So really we're working off anecdotal evidence in the Pacific.
And what about the actual nature of the Pacific itself in terms of the geographical area?
That definitely adds to the complication. I think you could describe it as the tyranny of geography. So trafficking in persons is often transnational, but not always transnational. But the solution to it is often transnational as well, in the sense that you can have victims from one country, perpetrators from another, witnesses in yet another country, and the evidence in a fourth country. So having some sort of transnational cooperation is often an important part of addressing the crime. But in such far-flung region as the Pacific, it's very difficult to foster that sort of cooperation, particularly when capacity of authorities and law enforcement is quite low and resources to combat the crime are low.
And given the data restrictions, however, have you been able to identify any trends or any emerging issues?
I think a lot of the trends that we've identified, to be frank, they're guesses. We're basing them upon evidence that we have. So, for example, one trend that we would estimate is that the size of the problem is growing in the Pacific. And we base this upon the increasing connectivity of the Pacific. So, for example, tourist numbers in the region are set to grow between, I think, 5 and 10% in the next 10 years or so. So with greater people visiting the region, there's greater opportunity for transnational crime to sort of hide within these flows of people. There's greater opportunity for trafficking in persons within the greater numbers of people moving.
So if this is the case, what would your call to action be?
Well, I think, you know, really, you have to begin at the beginning with all of this. And we've got to find ways in which we can gather better data and information to better understand the problem. Really, you can't start to design a response to human trafficking until you really understand how it's manifesting in these particular countries. So you've got to start at the start with information. Secondly, I think it sounds quite obvious, but you need to make sure that the legislation is in place. So it needs to be recognized as a crime in a country. If you haven't criminalized trafficking in persons in a country, you can't do much about the phenomenon. From making officials aware of what the crime is to actually doing something about it, you need to have it on your legislative books as a crime. So I think those are two key areas that you need to start with. Once you have those in place, you can start to look towards better awareness raising and education, really targeting law enforcement and officials in the early stages, so they can understand what the crime is all about and start to do something about it. Furthermore, once you've criminalized the crime, and once you've raised awareness and you have law enforcement investigating crimes, there of course has to be services for the victims, because we have to remember this is a victim-based crime where people are treated appallingly. So services have to be put in place for victims who are identified.